Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself. Very few books have teachings that will last over 1,000 years, and the Bhagavad Gita is one of them. This is a timeless masterpiece which has been around for thousands and thousands of years, inspired millions and millions of people. And in this series of videos, I would like to teach you some of the concepts that I found interesting, which comes from the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita has been there for a very long time. Very famous people around the world have used its knowledge and some of the teachings to enhance their lives, and I hope this could enhance yours too. The Bhagavad Gita is actually a series of conversations between a divine figure called Krishna and Arjuna, which is like a warrior prince. And all of this is set in a story called Mahabharata, which actually goes into the 5th century BCE. The Gita is made out of conversations of about 700 verses, and they dive deep into some of these spiritual and psychological principles. And here's a context for you before we begin. Arjuna, who's a warrior, he's very confused and he doesn't want to fight his own family in a war. And then Krishna is actually helping him understand the bigger reality and understanding his duties and what kind of things that he needs to do in order to succeed and how is this nature of the universe is. So this is timeless because in this whole battle of in the Gita, it's a metaphor between the struggle of good and evil between each of us. Krishna's teachings are followed also in the whole yogic path, and he talks about a lot of universal laws that will help us become the best version of ourselves. So let's dive deep into this concept. The first thing that I want to talk to you about is dharma. Dharma, or this concept of living your dharma. Now, dharma is a Sanskrit word. It means so many things, but at its core, it's about finding your true purpose and living in harmony with the nature of this entire universe. Not just your nature, nature of the entire universe. And dharma actually comes from a word in Sanskrit called dhri, which means to support or to uphold something. And on a larger scale, dharma means to uplift moral duties, ethical orders, bring harmony and peace and balance, which all of us need in our own life. Right now, according to the Gita, each of us have our own unique path or own unique dharma, and the journey is about being what your authentic self is, not trying to be like someone. This is where living your dharma comes into play. There are so many people who want to copy people on social media or outside, and what does it lead to? It leads to mental health diseases, loneliness, and that in the ancient concept is a result of not living your own dharma. So the learning here is to be authentic, true to yourself, make this journey unique to you by aligning with your own self and contributing to this world or your own life or your family in your unique way. Now, here are a few things that can help you understand your dharma better. First thing is self-reflection. Spend some time with yourself, with your passion, with your talents, with your values. Find time to see what actually brings you joy and fulfillment. The next tool is journaling, because you can write things down that inspire you. Deepak Chopra once said, if you had all the time and the money in the world, what would you do? Write that down. Then take small steps. Start incorporating activities that align with your dharma, even if it's like exercising or working out or eating well, you choose it, or reading, writing, whatever. And then is to seek guidance. Look for teachers, gurus, mentors, everyone's out there. They can help you take yourself a step further. So the question today is, are you living your dharma or you're living the dharma of someone else? Are you waiting to fulfill your own expectations or expectations of other people in this reality? Ask yourself that question. You'll be closer to your dharma. Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.